Our scripture reading this morning is the first book of Acts, verses 6 through 11. You can find this on page 118 of your pew Bible if you'd like to follow along. These are the last words that Jesus spoke to his disciples after resurrection and just before he ascended into heaven. They are, in essence, the marching orders for the church. Listen for the word of God to you. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It's not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing upwards towards heaven, suddenly, two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking upwards to heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Would you pray with me this morning? Thank you, Lord, for this day of gathering, of worship, of celebration, of commitment. We are so excited because you love us so much that we know we belong to you, that we are your children, and we just ask, God, that you would bless us as we listen for you and as you speak to us through your word. In Christ's name, amen. So Jesus is resurrected and has appeared to his disciples and now is ascending to heaven. And as Jeff said, this is sort of this last thing that he says to his disciples. But what his words are initiated by a question that is connected to a dream, a vision. And Jesus' followers have a big vision. They have a big dream. "Lord, is this the time when you are going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" Or restore the kingdom of Israel. That's their dream. That's what they've been hoping for. That's what generations and generations of Jewish people were longing for. The restoration of the kingdom. Going back to the way it was when David and Solomon were the rulers, to make Israel great, powerful, significant, reunited. Since that time, the kingdom had split into two parts, a northern kingdom that continued to be called Israel with their new capital in the city of Samaria, and the southern kingdom of Judah with its capital in Jerusalem. As a divided kingdom, they'd become weaker and weaker. Their enemies had encroached until the northern kingdom was completely conquered by the Assyrian army, and then following that, the southern kingdom conquered by the Babylonians. The people of Israel had been dispersed around the world. They no longer had a place to call home. They no longer were people of self-rule. They were taken over by one country after another, after another. "Lord, is this the time when you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" That was their dream. They were dreaming big. "We're going to put this thing back together. We're going to go back the way it used to be." But friends, they weren't dreaming big enough. They had a big dream, but it wasn't big enough. Jesus said this, "It's not for you to know when this is going to happen, but you are going to be my witnesses. You're going to begin to lead this movement of restoration. And we're going to start right here in Jerusalem, this capital city of the southern half of the two kingdoms. We're going to start here, and then we're going to spread this thing out to Judea, to Judah, to the surrounding territories that were connected to the capital city of Jerusalem. And then we're going to move to that northern capital of Samaria, the city of Samaria that was the capital of the former northern kingdom. and you're going to be my witnesses there. You're going to take my message there. And what they expect him to say next is, and then you'll take it to Israel, to the former northern territory surrounding the capital of Samaria. And then we will be restored. We'll be a reunited country. You're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, to Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You guys are dreaming way too small. All you're thinking about is the restoration of this tiny little nation on this tiny little plot of land. I'm going to start here, yes, but my idea isn't just to restore one nation. I'm talking about restoring the entire world. That's my vision. I'm going to take this tiny little group of defeated, discouraged followers of mine who just a few days earlier were hiding out in a tiny room of a house in the city of Jerusalem because they were afraid. And I'm going to send you out to restore the world, to change the world, to speak truth into the hearts and the lives of every single person so they'll know who they are and to whom they belong and how greatly I love them. You're dreaming big, but your dream isn't big enough. If all you want is to restore your little country, you're not thinking the way I'm thinking. Your dream isn't big enough. You know, so often I think that that is an issue for all of us. Our dreams aren't big enough. Everybody has a dream. Everybody has something that they are aspiring toward or working toward or hoping for. Everybody has a dream. You have a dream right now. Maybe you don't know what it is, or maybe it's not very clear to you, or maybe you think you don't, but you do. There is something right now that God is wanting you to do with your life. Some way of taking the gifts, the unique talents and experience you have, and applying them in a way that's going to impact other people. What is your dream? And is it big enough? Or are you selling yourself short? Or are you selling your Lord short? I believe God has something very, very important for you, each one of us, and us collectively to do. One of the slogans, spiritual statements that we've been looking at is that we are a small town church, but we have a big time vision. And we invite you to dream with us so we can change the world together. We want you to dream big so we can change the world together. Allentown Presbyterian Church in Allentown, New Jersey. It's about as small as they get, folks. I think we are, of all the municipalities in New Jersey, something like the third smallest geographically and population-wise. This is a tiny little speck on the great map of this earth. And our church, as far as churches go, is a small church, a medium-sized church perhaps, certainly not a mega church. But that fact of being situated in a small town, some would say is in the middle of nowhere, has not prevented God from raising up men and women of tremendous vision who have wanted to see big things happen, bigger things than what you would imagine coming from a church like this, a community like this. Dave Schaefer was one of those big dream kind of people. Dave Schaefer and a group of other people dreamed of a youth ministry that wasn't just a program for the children of that particular congregation. That's what most churches do. We're going to do something for our youth, the youth of our church, and that's a good thing. But Dave's vision was much bigger than that. and the people who were on that initial planning team. They wanted to see a youth ministry that reached out to all the children, all the youth, and all the teenagers of our community. To bring not just a few church kids a little further on their faith, but to bring kids who had no idea who Jesus was to faith, and then help that faith to grow. It's a great vision, a big dream, and a dream that we are seeing lived into in a significant way. Do you know this tiny little church in this tiny little town hosts perhaps the largest youth ministry on the East Coast? Were you aware that every week over 150 teenagers gather in that newly renovated building down there, making it one of the largest collections of Christian youth in any church of any size? It's a big dream. It's a big dream. We want you to dream big like that. It's not just big about numbers, but big about impact. You know, we used to have a few cases of food in a tiny passageway that connected the buildings over there. But when we rebuilt the other buildings next door, we put in a dedicated food pantry. And John and Dawn Keating had a vision that we should be feeding a lot more people. We used to feed maybe, Joni, I don't know, 5 people a week maybe would stop in and get some food out of the food pantry. Today, we feed over 1,000 people a month who come to the Allentown food pantry because Dawn and John Ketting said, we can do better. We can do more. And it's a food pantry, one of the largest privately run food pantries in central New Jersey. It's a great vision and a great dream. You know, Karen Collins is one of those dreamers, continuing to reach out. Anyone who has come under her influence has probably been asked to be a youth shepherd, given the privilege of helping out and leading as dozens and dozens of adults come alongside of our kids. Maureen Harshman is one of those dreamers. Do you know Maureen Harshman is leading one of the largest vacation Bible schools in the state of New Jersey in just a couple weeks? We're expecting almost 200 kids coming here. I was with a pastor friend of mine. I won't say his name. He's at a big, fancy church. I won't tell you where it is. He was bragging to me at lunch the other day. They're expecting 80 to 100 kids at their VBS. He was smiling ear to ear. I'm saying, that's great. You go for it. I'm not going to tell him about Maureen, because she'll go to bigger and better. Oh, my gosh. I married a visionary. It has been crazy. You know, we go over to Malawi for a year, and here we are 9 years later, this little tiny church sending just a couple, the pastor, his wife, and kids over, and here we are in 26 villages in Malawi, Africa, lifting 19,000 people out of extreme poverty because somebody had a big vision, had a big dream. I'm just saying, folks, it happens in a tiny place like this. Jesus took that little group of discouraged guys. He gave them a big vision. He goes, I want you to go out, starting here, and go to the ends of the earth. And they took him at his word. But there's a second part of this. You know, it's not just enough to dream big. You know, Jesus gives them these marching orders. You're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And he's taken up into heaven, just like that. He's gone, and these guys are just like... They've got a big dream now, huge dream, to change the world. And they're standing there, and God sends this angel, and he says, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there with your mouths hanging open, staring up into the heavens? Get busy. You see, big dreams are great, but they have to be accompanied by hard work. There are a lot of people out there who have big dreams, big plans, big ideas, but nothing ever comes for them because they won't get to work. If the disciples sat there, oh, well, lunchtime, nothing would have happened. They got busy. They got out onto the street corners. They were in the temple courts. They were talking about Jesus. People were coming to faith. They were feeding the hungry. They were baptizing people. They were going day after day. They dedicated themselves to this great vision, this great dream. They got busy and they worked hard and they changed the world. And that's what we're about. That's what we have to be about. That's what God wants us to be about. God wants you to do something so important with your life, with the gifts, with the time, with the money, with the experience, with the education God has given you. You are gifted. You're talented. And we just have to have that dream and then get busy and work hard, dedicate ourselves, pour out our heart, our time, and our energy. And God will take that and He will do the rest. And the rest is awesome. The rest is amazing. The rest is worth our lifetime of investment. We have 9 young people who are standing up to say yes to Jesus Christ. Friends, I'm telling you today, don't just use this as some nice little glib ceremony. This is the beginning of a journey that God is calling you to do to change this world. Dream big. He's giving you gifts. Talents. You are some of the most amazing young people I've ever met. You're articulate. You're smart. You come from wonderful families. You have all the tools you need. Dream big and get to work. Get busy. Lead us. Guide us. Take this church to some place we can't even imagine where we're going to go. That's what we need right now. We need courageous, risk-taking, entrepreneurial leaders, people who are willing to dream big, work hard, and change the world. Are you with me? Yeah. Amen. Thank you, God, for this amazing place where people have come together, where they dream and they work, and amazing miracles happen and swirl around us all the time. We give you all the thanks, God, because this is your work in us, through us, with us. We don't take the credit. We give the credit to you because this is what you have done and called us to do, God. And we're just so grateful in Jesus' name. Amen.